Well, howdy.
Howdy doody.
This is a special DPW update. I don't think we've ever done one of these.
No.
So for the DPW update, I'm your host, Caleb James. With me today, Spencer, the Ithaca Incel Inseminator Church. I realize since we have a guest coming on, I think next week, I probably can't do a sperm-related joke.
Probably not.
So this is the last one.
Thank God.
Yeah, buddy. Normally, like I said, we don't do any kind of updates because we never really have news that is pressing. But I did have a few announcements that I wanted to make, so I figured we could do that real quick. The first one's actually sad news. Everybody's probably already aware by now, but the passing of Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama. What was he, 69 years old?
68, 69, something like that, yeah.
So we might actually do an episode on that in the near future. Which was kind of overdue. Not just him, but just manga in general.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but we've been flirting with an idea for a while of just doing a manga slash like anime specific episode.
Which would actually be a really good lead up right into the Haruki Murakami manga stories we're going
to
do.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, that would be a nice kind of way to get to center into that.
Yeah. In other news, what made me want to do the update is I just edited last week's episode, which will be out, assuming I get this out Wednesday, it would be yesterday. So in that episode, we talked about bookshops and stuff, but we started the episode talking about I got my contributor copy of Diabolik Press. Well, since then, I read all the stories and everything in there.
Oh, cool.
And I really liked it, actually. It's our very own Ashley Hatter. He has, I think it's the opening story.
Yeah, I do believe you were saying it was the opening before.
Yeah, and that was a good story. Bryce's poem was good. And then we had a few other really weird kind of stories. It was more of like a mental, and that's putting it mildly, but it's like kind of mind fuck story.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really horror, and it's not
like
really
psychological.
Yeah, kind of like just weird stuff. Like you think, like there's a story called the Lighthouse, and it's kind of like a ghost story, but it's very weird. Also,
I look forward to reading the stories if he ever makes them available for the public.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. I do believe, because I think it was on a story or something. So if you follow Mitch Green on Instagram, follow at Diabolik Press.
I say that's what I follow, yeah.
Yeah, because there's probably a million Mitch Green. So you can follow at Diabolik Press and just message him on there. I saw him telling some people that if they just wanted a copy, you could just message, like DM him, and you can just get it right from him. Probably be cheaper, probably just like a whatever, like an author price maybe. Maybe not, but no, I can't imagine it's going to be more than $10-$15.
Yeah.
But you,
and I'm sure he probably has like a PayPal or something set up where you do the.
But the bare minimum, you can just ask him, like, hey, am I able to buy this? And he might just hook you up.
Or just even be like, you know, when?
Yeah, until there's like an actual public or release date. Other news, because we talked about on the episode, I was waiting my Horoscope Volume 4, and it finally came.
Fixed.
Yeah, my story is fixed in this volume, and I am happy and excited. I got my story published, and it's cute. No, that's not what I was going to say. So I only read a few stories in there so far because I'm curious to like what modern dark fantasy like the people were writing. The first story is like I'm not going to spoil it, but there is some tentacle porn in it.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't expecting that. It's done in a more literary way, but there's a few instances of
spicy.
Some kind of, I'm just going to say it, some raping. Or attempted raping. The tentacle do most of the raping. And it's very brutal. Not kind of brutal. It's pretty brutal. but it's a co-written story by two horror erotica writers, I've never read.
That makes sense from just the describing of it.
Yeah, so it was interesting. And the couple other stories I managed to read so far have been really good. So I'm actually excited to go through that in the coming weeks or whatever. I like to read just a couple here and there. And the final bit of news that I can recollect. Oh, sorry, I was thinking about Al Pacino. I watched the Oscars last night, and he did the Best Picture Oscar. He just kind of came out. Now, he didn't say the nominees or anything. He just came out and said, I'm going to now open the envelope and look at it, and my eyes tell me the winner is Oppenheimer. because after the one fuck-up, I guess he just made sure. It's like, my eyes see that this is what it says. But it was just like, he didn't give a fuck at all. It was good. No, but that's not important. Final bit of news. I just got accepted yesterday into the Siren's Call issue 65, which is a pretty, they have a pretty big audience of like 35,000 readers. That's pretty, what they say. So check that out. I don't know when it's going to drop. Obviously, I'll keep you updated all on that. But that's exciting news because I already got my proof of the story and everything. And it looks good. I did the edits, of very minimal edits. Yeah. And I'm excited that I'm still getting this ball rolling, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess a more final bit of news is we're working on a cool story for Spencer.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say we are both have multiple stories that we're trying to work on for multiple submissions.
Yes.
Coming down the line as well, so.
So I finished one already, and I'm working on the one that you're going to be submitting to as well.
Yeah.
I think my story definitely has promise as long as I can finish it under the word count. And then just by the beginning of the story that we were working on earlier for you, I think that one will be, if we could finish it under the word count, I think it's a go.
Finish it under word count and on time.
Yeah, that's the main thing. We only have till the end of the month for a lot of these stories. I know I'm going to abandon my cowboy story.
Yeah.
For the one cowboy publication.
I feel like I might have to do the same thing too. And I feel bad because that's like almost like the second or third story that I've started that I just fucking abandoned that because I just couldn't get it going enough in time.
Yeah, so
but they are stuff that I do want to finish though because I do like the stories.
That's one thing on some of the stories that I missed the publication. Like for the one for Siren's Call, that was actually I wrote that for a different. It was like an occult print book or something. I forget the name of it. It was kind of a big deal. But I didn't finish it in time.
Yeah.
But I finished the story and then, look, I got published somewhere
else.
There
you go, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm also writing what am I writing, Spencer?
More tentacle porn?
I found a cool, I think I sent it to you. It's like a gothic, I think maybe a gothic anthology.
Yeah.
And there was a story I started, I think over the summer or fall that I really liked, but I just couldn't, it was for the summer because it was for, another publication that was like gothic public, like they wanted gothic stories, and I just couldn't get the ball rolling fast enough to finish it in time. So I put it to the wayside because it's like one of those ones that's pretty dense, you know.
Right.
It's got a lot of different story angles, past, future, all commingling. So I'm gonna see if I can go back and finish that by the end of the fucking month. Everything's by the end of the month.
It is. It's weird. It's like we always find these. A group of submissions, like people looking for submissions that are cool that all have around the same deadline. It's like we can never find one like, oh, this is just one that we really like that has this deadline that we can just focus on. No, it's like we find like two or three that's like, I want to do one for all of them. And then I end up doing none for any of them.
It's always the same. And we always get them late too. We always find them like, you know, 2 weeks, it's done. Like some of these ones we managed to catch a little bit earlier, but yeah.
And they're smaller. They're looking for like flash fiction.
Which
and
is like easier to, like, you know, we can write them quicker, which is nice. The only one that I saw that gave us enough notice to actually come up with a cool story to really work on is the cosmic horror one. That's because we specifically looked up when they publish.
Yeah, because like what that one, they're just opening up in July.
Yeah, they
right?
just have open submissions in July.
And so that doesn't even have like a closed date yet. So hopefully we might even be able to get something so it's mostly done when they first open, which would be nice.
I would prefer to have a story ready to go on that day one.
Yeah.
But that is that's probably a hard one to get into.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to really, for my story that I was planning, which I already forget what it was, I need to really give it my all, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking cosmic. I might actually have to reread some of those stories too to get a little inspiration. But anyway, that was a DPW update. Like I said, we don't do these ever. Hopefully we'll do them.
Well, should we also probably explain why it's an update and just not a full episode? Because
because we're having a fucking drunken blast this weekend.
Yeah, so we figured we didn't have a need to record a normal episode on a normal day.
Yeah.
But since we had some news, we at least wanted to get it out because we might not make it out on the drunken episode.
Yeah, it's probably not gonna. Yeah, it's not gonna because that's gonna be Saturday, day before St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
It's the 100th DBS episode, and we're probably gonna be all fucked up. It's probably gonna be unairable. But and like I was saying, hopefully we'll be able to or have a need to actually do more updates because we'll get, you know, publishing news that we want to release More frequently. And again, yeah. I could just easily put these on fucking Instagram as a reel or something, but fuck that.
I mean, there's a good chance if I do, yeah, if I end up doing that anyways too, but.
Yeah, but it's, you know. Be
different. We like our podcast people.
Those Mike. Are our peoples.
Mike.
Mike. Yeah, Mike, buy some books. Get you a Diabolic Press. You can wait until you see it. I'm bringing it to book club. And then the Horoscope Volume 4. I got you a copy, Mike. Don't you go buying one because it's really expensive. It's like $35 online.
I'll shoot him a message.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could probably shoot him a message too on Instagram or whatever. But
somebody, you could tell him. You'll I see know. Him before me.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't go buying a $35 copy, Mike, because I got you one that's like, I don't know, $7 or something. Yeah. So anyway, folks, thank you for listening to our blathering dumb update. And stick around for that drunken fucking nonsense episode, because that's going to be a rough one.
That's going to be interesting.
That might either annoy everyone or everyone will love it. I don't know. That might be our new gimmick.
Just drunk, being drunk.
Hey, blackout drunk for every episode.